Well, in the U.S., many people reached for their checkbooks after the deadly streak of hurricanes that devastated South Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico. At least $350 million was raised for the victims of Hurricane Harvey in the first 3 weeks after that storm. But anytime there's a disaster, there are questions about what charities do with donations. Amy Costello covers philanthropy on her podcast, Tiny Spark, and has our story.
When Hurricane Harvey hit South Texas, donors were advised to think twice before giving to the American Red Cross. The New York Times editorial board urged readers to ask for, quote, greater accountability from trusted charities like the American Red Cross. On Twitter, hashtags such as No Red Cross cropped up in the wake of the storm. Brian Mittendorf is a professor at Ohio State University specializing in nonprofit accounting. He says the fact that after recent disasters, people are expressing concerns about the Red Cross is new.
In the past, anytime something like this came up, the default was everyone just donates to the Red Cross, end of story. And that didn't put much pressure on the Red Cross.
The Red Cross has been under pressure from donors big and small after investigations by NPR, ProPublica, and others revealed wasteful spending and unkept promises after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti and Hurricane Sandy. The Red Cross declined a request for an interview, but sent a statement that said in part, "Disasters by their nature are chaotic, and that means that things sometimes don't go as planned, so we readjust accordingly to meet the mission." Still, Mittendorf says the organization's credibility gap has opened doors for other relief organizations.
So I see a positive development is that people see there being more options.
Options like giving to small, local organizations or to nonprofits that do one specific thing, like diaper banks or animal rescue groups. New nonprofits are cropping up all the time, and Mittendorf says that raises new concerns.
There's so many ways to donate at this point. You now have ways where you can do GoFundMe campaigns. And, you know, in terms of how vetted things are, some of these GoFundMe campaigns have no vetting and no scrutiny.
GoFundMe is a popular crowdfunding platform that lets individuals raise money for their own personal causes. So does a site called YouCaring, which is the platform NFL star J.J. Watt chose when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, his adopted hometown. Watt raised more than $37 million in the span of 3 weeks. A publicist for the Houston Texans would not make anyone available for an interview, but said Watt has yet to distribute any of the money and will announce plans for spending it in the coming weeks. Meantime, Google and Facebook have helped raise millions of charitable dollars from the public, too. They also need to figure out how to vet the nonprofits they help raise money for.
Both of them are looking for ways to be more strategic and more effective in their disaster giving. So we've been working together to kind of think about that.
Bob Ottenhoff is president and CEO of the nonprofit Center for Disaster Philanthropy, based in Washington, D.C. After Hurricane Harvey, Facebook and Google pointed donors to Ottenhoff's organization. That publicity helped the center pull in about $12 million for Hurricane Harvey alone. It will now dole that money out over the next year or so, mostly to organizations involved in long-term recovery work. Ottenhoff says it's important to scrutinize groups you plan to give to, which is what he's doing now.
We want to know about the capabilities and the capacities of these organizations. You know, it's one thing to have the desire to do it. We want to make sure they've actually got the ability to get done what was going to be needed.
And as you try to vet groups you give to, you may be inclined to ask a seemingly simple question. How much of every dollar I give goes to overhead, and how much goes directly to actually helping people?
I get why donors want to know the answer, but I also think the most honest answer is to say we don't know for sure because it's not so straightforward.
That's Ohio State's Brian Mittendorf again, talking about groups like the Red Cross that do a lot of direct relief in multiple locations. When we demand that the bulk of our donation goes to helping people and not to overhead, it can create perverse incentives. Mittendorf says to keep overhead low, nonprofits may simply pass your donation on to another charity, rather than doing the actual work themselves.
In the end, we ultimately want organizations that don't just say, I gave it to the cause, but operate. That's the area where I think the Red Cross is facing some unfair criticism. They're doing the hands-on work, and sure, they've made some mistakes along the way, but it's just this notion of the incremental dollar that I need the absolute maximum amount of that dollar to be spent on what people would refer to as a program it does create this incentive for an organization to be so lean that it's not able to accomplish anything.
For its part, the Red Cross, as it worked across 8 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands responding to the recent hurricanes. They're in California now, too, where they say they gave shelter to almost 5,000 people escaping the wildfires. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Costello.